Yes, yes, yes. We live in a glorious world. We live in a world filled with peace and filled with harmony, filled with joy, filled with life, filled with all that is good. And that's because we did it. That's because we are the ones who created that world. We are the ones who gave that world the power to be. We are the ones who gave that world life. Gertrude Suter, an ideal woman. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Gertrude Suter, an ideal woman. We could say that about everybody, really. Every woman on the face of the earth is an ideal woman. And some of them express it outwardly more than others. Gertrude Suter is one of those people who expresses it outwardly more than many another. She has a definite innocence about her. Her grandson, Jerome, and her granddaughter, Sabrina, are two of the most innocent and delightful young people you could ever want to know. Now, you look at them and you say, oh my goodness, they're into everything. They're active, they're fantastic, they're enjoying life. But no, they are so naive, so innocent, that they go around being pure love for everyone. They go around seeing all the world as beautiful and good. They go around lifting up the hearts of every person who comes into their presence, and everyone wants to be their friend. Like the Facebook people, everybody wants to be your friend. Now, how does Gertrude do this? Well, from the time Gertrude was born, she was born to be a free spirit. She was born to go out and look at all the world and see everybody as good, see everybody as loving, see everybody as uplifting to themselves and to everyone else in the world. And as she grew up with this attitude, and everyone in her world thought she was just the most loving, gentle, kind soul that ever existed. She saw that in her world, and she didn't expect people to think that about her. That's the way she was. That was her natural beingness, her original purity and integrity, and she's lived this all of her life. And everywhere she goes, people want to become her friend. Everywhere she goes, people want to be in her world, but she's very selective. She allows in her world only those people that are ideal and wonderful. And she has a broad scope of friends because as she looks out into her world, she looks out with her eyes of indwelling presence of peace, indwelling love, indwelling joy and harmony. Oh, she wants the best for everyone, and she oftentimes takes the back seat herself, especially when it comes to her family. She thinks her family is the greatest family in the universe, and you know she's right. They are the greatest family in the universe. And the more she sees them through her eyes as the greatest family in the universe, the more they are that way, and everyone else sees them that way too. She is putting that cause in motion. She's putting that experience into motion, and those things are happening in her world. And they're happening joyously, wonderfully, beautifully, fully, in every wonderful way. She is the creator of her world. Now, why are we laying such laurels on Gertrude Suter? I mean, there are many other people who are the same way. Well, she just happens to be the one that the laurel fell on at this moment. If I turn my attention to you, whoever you may be, that's what's going to happen to you. Your finest and your best is going to shine forth. Because that's all I see. That's all I know about you. That's all I realize about you. When the word love is described, they usually use the word Gertrude Suter to reflect it, because she, in her pure love, in her innocent love, in her childlike love of loving everyone and judging none, seeing all in their absolute perfection. What a glorious way to look at life. What a glorious way to be. But then again, why not? Why not? We all have that capability. Gertrude Suter is showing us the path, showing us the way. She is the way shore of peace and love and harmony and joy. She is the way shore of good. As the Christ was the way shore, living his life as a symbol of goodness and peace, so Gertrude lives her life as a symbol of goodness and peace. And so all of her family come to her side whenever she needs them, and she doesn't need them very often. But she goes to the side of her family every moment of the day, thinking lovely thoughts about them, thinking how wonderful they are, how successful they are, how happy they are, the unique lives that each of them are living, each one being a fabulous person. And she is seeing in all the world the reflection of who she is. Whenever we see a person in the world who is rather exceptional, whenever we see a person in the world who's living a life that is rather marvelous in so many ways, we can be sure that that person is living that same life inside of them. It's not an outside thing, it's an inside thing. And with Gertrude, it certainly is an inside thing. Every time she turns around, she says, look at this lovely picture. Look at this lovely thing here. Look at my lovely family. Look at my lovely sister. Look at my lovely ex. Look at my lovely children. Look at my lovely grandchildren. Everywhere I go. And then she has the time to flit around the world to California. She has the time to flit down to Africa for the wedding of one of her sons. She has the time to go everywhere in the world and be everywhere that she wants to be. Currently, she's enjoying trips to Thailand and being with her son and his interests there. And how true it is. When a beautiful soul travels, they take their beautiful soul with them. And the world is enlightened, illumined, made much better by that person passing through. Can each of us say that our world is better because we are here? Can each one of us say we have brought happiness, peace, harmony, joy into the world? Can each one of us say that? Can each one of us say that wherever there was a problem, we put the cause into motion for its perfect, right, divine order? I've had the privilege of working many times with Gertrude and with her family and with the people in her world and praying with them, praying for them, treating for them, knowing the truth about them. And each one has come through with flying colors in a beautiful way, being the beautiful beings that they are, being the reflection of their beloved being, beloved friend, beloved mother, father, beloved aunt, uncle, beloved grandmother, grandfather, whatever it may be. She played that role, and their lives were richer because of it. What can you do in your life? Can you be a Gertrude? Can you be a free spirit? Can you be a person who sees the world exactly like you want to see it, with a heart filled with love, seeing all in divine right order at all times? What a wonderful gift Gertrude has given to herself, and she has given to her world. And all you have to do is look at her world, and you see the woman that Gertrude is. Now, can we each say, as everyone looks at our world, that our world is a glorified beautiful, happy, fantastic world? If so, then we are inside ourselves, beautiful beings. Claim this for yourself today. Know this for yourself. Enjoy this for yourself. And with Gertrude, join in this happy time. This happy time of infinite peace, of infinite joy, of infinite love, because you've taken it from the center of your being, and it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.